Hey there, this is Kelly and Wade, and we are coming in hot, Valentine's Day 2021. It's a Sunday, which is kind of romantic, and we're just talking about the events of our day, and we're hoping everybody had a great day.
Hello.
Even though I think it was like 20 degrees.
Yeah.
All day today.
It was not a day to be outside.
No.
But still, good day. Great lamb chops.
Do you have a little frog in your throat?
I think I have.
Would you like some water?
I think I have some some lamb chops stuck in my throat. Sounded like the Crypt Keeper.
They were delicious.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. I felt like I was Gordon Ramsay. Sliced them in half. No, I'm done! Take them back to the kitchen. Oh, they're so good, though.
It was a great meal. It was like a restaurant quality meal. Good stuff. We did get a chance to watch a show, though.
Yeah.
A little mini series.
Who got kicked off? I forget. Oh, spoiler alert.
Oh,
sorry.
Hell's Kitchen?
Yeah. Should we not talk about who got kicked off?
We'll leave that one alone. Yeah, we have to do a separate series about that.
Wait, I remember it did actually right now.
The mini series about a certain hotel. Oh. The Cecil Hotel. The
Cecil
classic.
Hotel. Show.
It was very interesting.
What was her name?
Alicia Lamb. And for you guys that don't know, I'll give a little sum up. There's a show that just came out on Netflix about an incident that occurred. It was 2013.
Netflix plug.
Yeah. Netflix plug. You should be on their payroll. And it was about this tourist who disappeared after staying in a seedy hotel on Skid Row in L.A.
She did not know it was Skid Row. Like, the Skid Row was like two blocks down, so that's not accurate. It was the Cecil Motel.
Hotel.
No, and they that one little part they made into like this new place that people.
Okay, you're getting ahead.
Okay.
So
it was deceptive.
It was a
safe. That's my point. It was deceptive. Like, as an innocent 20-year-old, you would not.
It was
know.
A seedy environment. Can we say that out the gate?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those places. This is where I digress a little bit, right? I gotta bring this up. If you go and you book a place, a hotel somewhere, mm-hmm. right, and it's not to your specifications, you know, not being extra about anything, but like, you know, if it's grimy or if it smells funny or if there's like stains.
Brown water
seeping from, never mind.
Oh my gosh,
you know, you're
really
gonna
happened.
look. You're gonna probably say, you know, I'm not doing this. Like, we're not gonna go down this path.
Go somewhere else.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're hanging out there for 2, 3, 4 days, and you're like, well, and the justification being, well, look, because it's cheaper.
It's $65 a night. I heard a couple people in the interview say that.
Yeah, like, no, see, I'm not built like that. Mm-mm. You know, I'm not going to do that. So, I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. So
they were like, literally, it's down two blocks from Skid Row. Like, it's horrible. And there are people that went to college to specialize in Skid Row. Like, the Skid Row's historian was one of the people's titles.
Yes.
Skid Row historian.
Nobody wants to really be affiliated unless it's on an academic level with Skid Row, because it's not really good for the home team. So you're not gonna go there voluntarily, like, to be like, oh, unless you're doing like some kind of academic endeavor or whatnot. But either way, that's not what she was doing. She got caught up. We won't get into spoilers. She ends up disappearing, right? And the question around how she disappeared and you know, what she looked very odd doing different things, movements on her own video, and conspiracy theorists came out of the woodwork about what was going on, and
some that ruined people's lives.
Let's talk about this. What about the people that literally didn't know this woman?
Oh my
who got really, really into trying to figure out about her disappearance.
And his whole life changed. And he was like, I didn't even know who she was.
Eesh. Yeah. there's a character in this that is a real person that in this that
he was
well, it's ironic, you know, because it's ironic. That's what makes it kind of funny. Yeah. Because, you know, he was a little bit into the fringe, I guess you could say, in a nice way of putting it, but extremely one of those like really extremely artistic kind of provocateur type people in entertainment, like that was just, you know, trying to do crazy stuff to get attention. And they were like, oh yeah, he's the killer. And he was like, wait a minute, what? And it was like, yo, he got
like, I was in Mexico yo, the year before that, like, yo, he had nothing to do with
it. You know what was hilarious? Like, yo, his persona dropped real quick. Like, it was he toned it down a lot. And he was like, no,
he was like, I had nothing to do with that. But his behavior was odd. So for him to act like
it was an odd person,
like it was so bizarre for someone to accuse me of that. It's like, I'm sorry, you're like eating dove birds' heads in videos, and you have blood coming down your face. But you came out with a video chasing a woman in the woods and killing her, and you wonder why they're asking you.
And then he's like, but nah, man, like I'm not. That's not. It's art.
Like that.
It's art.
It's art. That's what he said.
Yeah, but that art changed when it got real. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't art anymore. And I thought that was kind of like, well, I bet you he sat.
Well,
you know what he did?
He can't do it anymore. He's like,
yeah, he sat down. Because he needed to sit down. Because that stuff was going to a bad place with him anyway. So that he probably ended up helping himself out more than anything.
Yeah.
But,
very good. Netflix. Another plug for Netflix. Great series.
Yeah, we won't spoil it. We'll give you guys a chance to let's give everybody a chance to watch it, and then we can do a part two where we can get into the, you know, how do we, yeah, it'll be the spoiler edition, but like, how do we really feel about it? Because honestly, if you want to know, this is all you need to know. A tourist disappears in a hotel, does not leave the hotel, and they can't find her at all, and they don't know why.
And it's 2013.
So it's modern times.
It's modern times.
You know, and it's very, and it just goes from there.
She's a very active member of Tumblr, which I was never even aware of that communication. I'd never even heard. Well, I've kind of heard of Tumblr, but I never heard of anybody.
Social media.
I had no idea what it was about. I didn't know that you could post things daily. And I like kind of the way that it designed, like the calendar where you could look each day. And
it's like a diary almost, but
yeah.
It was very—it's very interesting. So I would suggest checking it out. It just came out, so this would be a suggestion. And we just want to say Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes, Happy Valentine's Day.
Until next time.
Bye bye.